This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 358 for Wednesday, April 19th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly lower at Wednesday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged. The largest losses were in the front months, with May down 10.30 at the final bell at $771.50 per ton. New crop November down only $3 after posting gains for most of the day at $713.40. Concerns over spring seeding delays accounted for some relative strength in the new crop months, with cold prairie temperatures and a storm bringing snow to parts of Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Meanwhile, fund positioning had propped up the old crop months earlier in the day, but that buying subsided and prices turned lower, with a downturn in Chicago soy oil and losses in European rapeseed accounting for some of the weakness. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all weaker, with speculative selling a feature. Soybeans posting double-digit losses, the May contract down 12 cents at 15.06 per bushel. While production estimates out of Argentina continue to be revised lower, Brazil grew a large crop and supplies from that country are starting to enter the world export market. Relatively favorable U.S. planting conditions were also bearish, although delays are expected in some areas. Corn, it was thought to be due for a correction from a chart standpoint after testing its 50-day moving average yesterday. The May contract down 5 cents at 672 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol production was solid, though, climbing to just over a million barrels per day in the latest report from 959,000 the previous week. Seeding progress is being followed closely across the U.S. Wheat futures were lower across the board, with forecasts calling for some much-needed rains to dry areas of the U.S. plains behind some of today's selling pressure. Minneapolis down 19 cents in the May contract at 865 per bushel. Kansas City down 19 cents in the May contract at 861 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 16 cents in the May contract at 681 per bushel. News grain vessels leaving Ukraine are once again being inspected accounted for some of the selling pressure, as the resumption of inspections was seen as confirming ideas that Black Sea grain movement deal would be extended. Poland also reached an agreement which will allow Ukrainian grain to once again move through the country after having imposed a ban over the weekend. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.